The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here on Herb Talk, and we're going to empower you. That's what we like to do. Magical engineer Frank and I are ready to roll. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We're going to be talking about infectious bacteria today to the plague level. We've talked about some of this before, but we have some new developments that make it even more important to revisit the topic. And we're going to be also talking about how you can deflect a lot of these pathogens, these diseases. So we've got lots to talk about, a lot of empowering information. And if you hear the show and you want to share the information with friends and family, I know American Voice Radio will archive the show later, and so will our website at thepowerherbs.com, so that you can look it up by date and topic and share it with friends and family. We do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. Oh, yeah, we were lifting all of America up in prayer. I'm seeking the Lord's face, and it's his will, but we're still going to ask. We're going to still ask for righteous leadership throughout this country, and that's what we should be doing. We should plead to the Lord for justice and truth, as Isaiah 59 instructs. So, and, you know, faithful prayer can save the sick, and also the righteous prayer availeth much. So, and it draws you closer to the Creator so you can have that wonderful experience and relationship. So, mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thank you, Frank. What do we have here? Ooh, university students, where is this? Let's see. I guess it's deeper into the topic here. University students. Oh, if the Netherlands, they're working on this. They're working in conjunction with KLM employees. They're designing this app that will allow flight attendants to identify problem passengers. You know, passengers that are anxious, passengers that are ill, and so forth. So it's called a FlightBeat app, and it will help monitor physical and mental well-being of passengers through their heart rate sensors that are going to be built into the seats. And the app is still in concept mode, but they do have the sensor technology already, and it's being looked at also by car manufacturers. I guess, you know, if you're having a heart attack and you have OnStar in your car, the two can, help you out. Seats are monitored by cabin crew with the app. They can just log in, and they can actually see an overview of all the passengers and all their seats. And, you know, it's sort of like Houston monitoring astronauts, I guess. They know what you're thinking, I guess, based on your heart rate. Moving along in the quack report, California's drought is continuing to get worse, and it's causing an infestation of rodents. So we're going to be tapping into this a little bit for the main segment for the first half hour of the show. But rats are coming out of the woodwork. They're coming out of their hiding places because they're looking for water. So they're coming out into parks to steal water from everywhere. Your water fountain that's dripping. What if you got dog bowls in the backyards? They're there. Horse troughs full of water. That's where they are. They're finding new ways to get into your home and become a menace more than ever before, according to some pest control specialists out there in California. So the rats are kind of taking over a lot of places that are left unattended. So houses that aren't protected are becoming an oasis for rats that are seeking shelter from the desert conditions, because looks like California is becoming more of a desert. So they're excellent climbers, and what they're doing is they're climbing trees and they're jumping onto rooftops and entering homes that way. Any way they can get in. Chimney, maybe, I guess. All right, moving along in Quack Report. Medical equipment can be taken over remotely by hackers. This new technology known as telesurgery uses robotic arms capable of performing surgery long distance, and is very has the potential to save lives, money, and also is helpful when there's no doctors or surgeons in remote areas, so they can just do it over the internet remotely. However, security flaws recently have been identified, that this remote control communication for these operation systems can be exploited and hacked. Researchers at the University of Washington have demonstrated that the whole system could be hacked and the controls taken over from the surgeon. So the problem is the telesurgery procedures are taking place on public networks instead of a secured private network. So public networks can be hacked, and malicious entities can jam, disrupt, take over the communication between the robot and the surgeon. So encryption could cheaply solve many of these security issues, but it's not foolproof. We had a show on that, didn't we? Didn't we do a show that, you know, that was a problem? I think we did. Check the archives. Last but not least in the Quack Report, drug-resistant intestinal superbug that's been imported into the United States is becoming a problem It is a drug-resistant superbug that is circulating the United States, and health officials say that it was brought over from overseas. It's called Shigella, and it's triggered more than 200 illnesses since last May. People recently traveled to the Dominican Republic or India or some other developing countries, they think, brought it back to the United States. It's highly contagious. And this particular strain is resistant to common antibiotics known as azithromycin. So at least 243 people from multiple states have come down with the disease, common causes of infectious diarrhea. Latest outbreaks have been reported in Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and California. So this new Shigella strain is resistant to the azithromycin that they usually give to kids, and also the Cipro for adults. So if it were me, I would have some gentian root and some slippery elm inner bark on hand. And if you've been listening to this show, you know where to get that, thepowerherbs.com. And that wraps the Quack Report. Oh, thank you, Frank. All right. Well, we got coming up, well, we have the Cinco de Mayo today, but we're coming up Mother's Day here. So I want to wish everybody a happy and just fun-filled Mother's Day this year. I'm a madre. I'm a grandmother as well. So it's important to, you know, honor your parents, your family members, and so do that. Time is short. All right, we're going to talk about plagues. And the reason we're going to talk about it is sometimes you have a hard time initially in the first stages figuring out, is this the flu or is this a plague? So the symptoms of serious disease can fool even the most experienced physician. And many life-threatening diseases can mimic the common flu with fever, chills, body aches, and feeling weak. So the risk we face is a delay in not knowing what we have and acting on it. So is the infection bacterial or is it viral? Is it a bacterial? And if it is a bacterial, will it respond to antibiotic treatment? And will trying such a treatment sacrifice precious time or weaken the body further? In some western areas of the United States, there is a serious drought. People expect the usual drought from time to time. However, if the deep aquifers are affected, we could see fertile land revert to desert. So if that is the case, there's this transition period where wild animals desperate for water, like rodents, can infect domestic rodents and other animals, thus infecting humans with disease. So there's over 200 species of rodents all over the globe that carry plagues. So the first recorded diagnosis of a plague in the United States was in San Francisco in 1900. By 1902, as the plague took hold, authorities didn't want to panic people because it would affect business. And that action led to a quarantine of California, the whole state. So air travel to countries with active plague cases are in Asia, South Africa, and South America. And research of the past has revealed that environmental conditions contribute to the spread of plagues, and we should be ready to address this risk no matter how remote it may seem. All right, let's look at the plague real close. Let's take a look at it. We want to notice how it progresses. Okay, so if a region begins to see patches of bubonic plague, we should be on the alert for specific symptoms. Aside from the flu-like symptoms, this bacterial infection likes to sink deep into the tissues of the lymphatic system. So glands will swell, and then nerves will be pressed upon, causing tremors. There's a high fever that creates extreme sweating, and cells under the skin will rupture, creating these bloody spots. So the glands of the groin and the arm area, the armpit, produce painful swelling as the infected blood pools there, accumulates there, and an infectious disease such as bubonic goes back thousands of years. So the Greek word for groin is bubon, which is the root word for being bubo, which means swelling. So this is where we get swollen groin, bubonic plague. So patients with bubonic plague can die of sepsis, which is really blood poisoning, very quickly. So the disease progresses rapidly, is contagious, and is now drug resistant. Well, let's tap into this ancient report, because there are ancient reports where before there were antibiotics, people used medicinal herbs to protect themselves from serious diseases. Now, one thing to consider is that bacterial pathogens are not resistant to your human immune system and not to medicinal herbs. So the herbs provide protein, minerals, enzymes, antioxidants, and vitamin nutrients the immune system uses to produce antibodies to fight infection. Now, on the other hand, if antibiotics are to be successfully used, it has to be given within the first 24 hours. So antibiotics suppress the immune system in an attempt to poison the bacteria. So if the bacteria are resistant, the antibiotic will not destroy the disease, and worse, it has canceled the timely antibody response of the immune system. So the patient is left defenseless, and this gives the disease a foothold. So scientific medicine has known since 1998 that bubonic plague is totally resistant to all known antibiotics. And by the time you figure out you've got bubonic plague, I bet 24 hours has passed anyway. Let's talk about the poor man's antibiotic. Now, in the 1700s, the word plague sent panic through a town or village, and most people had what was known as the poor man's antibiotic, which is garlic. Often garlic is used to flavor food, but it's also has strong medicinal qualities. So over the last 100 years, scientific studies have discovered in part what gives garlic its power over disease. So researchers in 1944 found a compound in garlic that fights bacteria, viruses, and fungus called allicin. And garlic's unique compounds enabled the body to fight a broad spectrum of diseases. So the allicin creates this anticoagulation and lipid lowering action to keep blood flowing so it won't clot or pool throughout your body. So blood is the vehicle that brings the antibodies and takes away the infectious debris. So in other words, blood brings healing and garlic assists in that function. Garlic is also an antioxidant, which is another action to help fight infectious microbes, and it prohibits high blood pressure. So due to its complexity, science is really not done discovering all the health benefits in garlic. Now, fresh garlic has more power because it will contain more of the enzymes called annanase, and research has shown that this enzyme is a catalyst and destroys microbes in just 10 seconds. They've discovered that it is this enzyme that offers a defense mechanism against disease. So the enzyme also gives garlic its pungent aroma. So therefore, the deodorized garlic product will have this benefit removed. Now, according to PubMed.gov, garlic has plenty of antibacterial action against gram-negative and gram-positive bacteria, including the multi-drug-resistant strains such as E. coli, Candida, intestinal parasites, and viruses. Also, you want to avoid using microwave or cooked garlic, as heat destroys the garlic's enzymes in less than 6 minutes. So if you're adding garlic to cooked dishes, add it at the end on a low heat for just a few minutes. Now, cousin to the garlic is the white onion, also contains annanase enzymes, and it's often paired with garlic for serious disease-fighting ability. So the enzymes in these foods are activated when their dry and their wet cells are merged together, creating a chemical reaction, sulfenic acid and cysteine sulfides. And this creates the annanase in about 10 seconds. And this happens when the food is cut into or it's crushed. So scientific research continues to study garlic for its organic sulfur compounds, which is used to fight chronic diseases such as cancer and heart disease. All right, and it's not really fully understood. medical science is really not sure how our metabolism absorbs the medicinal properties of garlic, and specifically the analase. So perhaps the reason is that there are several biological actions that happen when the human body is given some garlic. So there seems to be more than one allicin compound in garlic, and it is not clear how all these compounds influence our metabolism to target disease. So through animal studies, scientists think the medicinal properties of garlic enter through the intestine and travel to the blood. And if they're testing human consumption of garlic, they have found that these properties of garlic are present in blood, urine, and stool very rapidly. They even can predict how much of the garlic compounds are in the body fluids by testing the exhaled air or garlic breath from people. So science doesn't suspect that garlic sulfide somehow, science does suspect that the garlic sulfide somehow strengthen or increase your blood plasma while decreasing cholesterol. So the body uses your garlic to empower the liver to help with this function. And according to Linus Pauling Institute, garlic offers an anti-inflammatory function by reducing the enzymes that encourage inflammation and also help the white blood cells, your immune system, macrophages. Let's talk about garlic tinctures for just a second here, because according to a controlled clinical trial, the garlic extracts that were aged are better than forced extraction extracts that can lose their garlic compounds through heat and evaporation. So if you're making your own garlic tincture, you want to age it 30 days for the best potency. Then you want to store it in a cool, dry place away from heat and light, and that'll give it a long shelf life of about 10 years. So if you're making or pressing garlic juice with no alcohol or other catalyst, the juice will be good for about 6 months. So once that juice starts to turn from its rich golden color to a brown, you know it's time to make a fresh batch. So if aging the garlic in your vinegar catalyst, that'll last about 2 to 5 years. So if you want to learn more about how to make your own tinctures and tonics, I've written about this in the Power Herbs book, and you can get your copy for just $14.99 at the powerherbs.com website, thepowerherbs.com. Just look under books and newsletters. All right, I want you to be aware of something. If you are using garlic, it can thin blood, and it shouldn't be used medicinally in large amounts if you're taking blood thinner medications. Now, some people can also be prone to allergic reactions using medicinal amounts of garlic, and they can have reactions such as asthma, digestive upset, or diarrhea. So garlic seems to be safe for most people, including nursing mothers. So garlic's going to add some flavor to the breast milk, and infants tend to nurse longer. So nursing mothers have also used the garlic for thrush, and that's an infection that babies can get when they're nursing. It's a yeast issue. So check for drug interactions, though, when you're using your garlic supplements, and using immune-suppressing drugs like antibiotics with immune support supplements offers this contradicting effect, and you should not be using the two together. So one is trying to improve immune function, the other is suppressing it, so it's not a good idea. Now, one mention here about hemorrhagic plagues, because the Black Death, also known as bubonic plague, is considered a hemorrhagic plague. So the bacteria that causes bubonic causes hemorrhages, and thus you get those bloody spots underneath the skin. So the bubonic plague encourages a deadly form also of pneumonia, which is very contagious. So for hemorrhagic diseases, I like to use the gentian root. It prohibits that. And also for the pneumonia, I like to combine your echinacea root, your garlic, and your Parda arco inner bark. And you have to work fast if you suspect that this is the case. If you are faced with a plague situation, time is of the essence. Now, you can rush to the nearest medical care facility, but what do they have to offer but isolation and drug-resistant antibiotics? So before the bacteria became drug-resistant, there was a 72% success rate of recovery. And through gene DNA, science reports that 15% of Caucasian Americans have a natural protein that makes them more immune to bubonic bacteria, and about 2% will survive an infection. So if we encounter bubonic plague, there is no time to waste, as the disease develops rapidly and death can occur in 3 to 4 days. Quarantine of bubonic is a challenge because people are carriers before they even start, you know, manifesting symptoms. So if you're interested, I would have this on hand. In the event there is an outbreak of a plague or bubonic plague in the United States, I recommend having the following herb formulas, and many are included also in the pandemic kit that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. So gentian root, I would get that to inhibit the hemorrhagic bacteria, the bubonic plague, or even Ebola. The pain anti-inflammatory formula to reduce swelling and to take the edge off pain without suppressing immune system function like acetaminophen and aspirin will. Blood cleanse formula to help clear the pathogen from the blood. The mullein for soothing the lymph nodes, the glands, when you have bubonic, it attacks those. Immune booster formula, which will have your echinacea garlic and part of ARCO, it will assist the immune system to help make its killer T cells and antibodies called macrophages faster. Also, American ginseng is in there. I would use that to remove the debris from the pathogens quickly. It's really good at eradicating infection through the liver. And you may want to layer in some milk thistle to help the liver, the antioxidants in the liver, help the liver out, protects it, and helps the liver function better. There's also the pneumonia kit for secondary conditions from the plague, and all-in-one formula, which will have your fresh garlic and onion as well as some other fresh herbs in it. And it's an old-time plague tonic, because several texts in the 1700s and 1800s mention that villages that had medicinal herbs or plague tonics on hand had lower mortality rates. So you might want to give Apothecary Herbs a call and order your herbs while supplies last. You know, stock up on these formulas, and you can defend yourself from plagues. The number to call is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Of course, you can visit the powerherbs.com website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. You can get there typing in herbtalklive.com as well. And you can save on, they have a Mother's Day coupon special. You can save 15% on a purchase of $10 or more with the coupon MOM15, M-O-M-1-5. But you got to hurry, because that expires on Monday the 11th. So you have to use it before that expires. Of course, if you're already a customer at the powerherbs.com website and you've registered there, you can also redeem your redemption points and save. But one discount per purchase, basically. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Get a free product catalog, sign up for the newsletters, and be empowered. Have another way to protect yourself. It's important. It is. All right, and, you know, we're going to take a break, but when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about this legend. We've talked about it before, the three thieves. You've heard about it. But it goes hand in hand with this plague tonic we just mentioned. And it's real important to understand how these mortuaries and grave diggers didn't get sick when they were burying all these victims of the plague. Think about it. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live."
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Does the cost and risk of conventional healthcare concern you? Wouldn't you prefer inexpensive solutions to health problems rather than disease management? If so, tune into Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson every Tuesday and Thursday evening, 7 p.m. on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Information. So that's what we're going to bring you here. Most people, I think, who've been doing some research into natural things and empowering themselves, they've heard about the legend of the four thieves. And we've told this one before. We've gone over this legend before, but it really goes hand in hand with our first segment, which was about plague tonics. So the legend has it that there were four men during the plague epidemic in France who unintentionally discovered a preventative for the plague. So they didn't know why or how it worked. They just knew it did. So the French aromatherapy physician Jean Valnet published a book about the four thieves who were eventually caught and brought before the judge in the French court. According to Valnet, many people were dying of the plague, and the judge found it astonishing that these men came and went into the homes of victims of the plague, went into cemeteries and looted grave sites, and they didn't catch the plague. So Valnet quotes the Parliament of Toulouse in their archives saying, during the Great Plague, four robbers were found guilty of grave robbing and going into houses of plague victims and going into even their bedchambers and looting their homes. For this, they were condemned and they were to be burned at the stake. But in exchange for a lesser sentence, they would reveal their secret at preventative measures they used against contracting the plague. So the court agreed that after they revealed their secret, the four men would get a lesser sentence. So what was the secret preventative that they used? So when you have 1,000 to 1,800 people dying every week during a plague, anyone who seemed to be immune would either be wealthy from the sale of their prevention product or imprisoned for not sharing it with a court. So the robbers did reveal their secret, and so their lesser sentence was they weren't going to be burned at the stake, but they would be hanged. Oh, boy. So who's getting the credit? Well, another variation of this account was that it was a family of perfumers who knew the antiseptic properties of essential oils. So they rubbed the oils on their bodies to protect them from the plague, and the physicians of the era would use some herbs and oils on themselves to protect them from so many contagious victims of the plague. So the physicians would wear these large cloaks covering their head and shoulders, and dangling from their cloak would be vials full of this antiseptic herbal oil stuff. Still another entry puts the discovery of the plague formula containing vinegar and garlic and some of these other herbs dating back to 1722 in Marseille, France. So let's look at what the grave robbers said they had. Many over the centuries have tried to take credit or mimic the legendary formula that protected the four grave robbers. So Nostradamus, a physician and a prophet supposedly of the 1500s, said to have survived a plague and cured others with products from his perfume factory. Roses are rich in vitamin C, and those who worked in a factory seemed to not get sick when the plague rolled around. And it said that Nostradamus gave his friends and family rose petal pills, and they didn't get sick. One version of the formula is a vinegar, thyme, and rosemary, sage, and lavender blend. It said that the garlic was added later to the famous recipe and was used both internally and externally to protect them from plague for hundreds of years. So the formula was given many names: thieves' vinegar, plague tonic, grave robbers' blend. And it's often been sprayed around a home, covering doorknobs, cutting boards, countertops, any commercial areas as well. So what makes it work? Well, the original herbal ingredients were said to be a powerful antibacterial and antiseptic blend. Some superstitions were added, people added to the story, but some of the substitutes that they added were mint and maybe lemon balm, so they added to the formula. So the very first antiseptics, though, were made at home before any commercial disinfectants were manufactured, which have, recently been revealed to help, cause the drug resistance that we have, the bacterial resistance. So keeping an eye on future conditions, it would behoove you to keep in the back of your mind some of the herbs that we mentioned that are very good at helping stave off plague gram-positive and gram-negative infections like your garlic and your onion and so forth. Now, there are some other herbs that have some of the potential to curb infectious disease. These herbs have been proven, some say they're worthless, some say they work. There's a duo of herbs that get the nickname jungle rot cure for wounds and skin inflammation. And these are two herbs that are very powerful. They are antiseptic and they have a germicide action. So when you mix black walnut and garlic together, you get this combo. It kills most everything due to its organic iodine and antibacterial, antiviral sulfurs. The combo even kills shingles and syphilis. So you must use a strong blend of both of these herbs. So using them, make sure you get very potent, strong liquid forces to do that. So fortunately that you do have several items to choose from at thepowerherbs.com. Now that Legend of the Four Thieves, the blend, the Grave Robbers blend, whatever, the plague tonic, I call it, is really a blend of five fresh herbs that you age in a catalyst of vinegar. Vinegar is a very good catalyst at drawing out a lot of the nutrition from the plant to serve as an antibiotic, if you will, to serve as a plague buster. So you have your garlic and you have your onion. You have your horseradish. And also you have peppers. You have your hot peppers in there for circulation. And you have ginger root. Okay. So notice you have these roots, garlic, onion, horseradish, and ginger. Notice the chemistry of these. When you pick them up, you really don't smell much. But once you cut into them, their aromas just permeate the room and can even bring tears to your eyes. It's because they have a wet and dry cell. And when you mix them together, there's a chemical reaction. So those are very powerful, potent, bacterial-busting chemicals, and that's why they're in the plague formula. So over the centuries, people figured it out. So if you're looking for that specific blend, if you don't want to go to the trouble of making it yourself, then check out thepowerherbs.com and look under the immune system formulas all in one, because all those herbs are in one formula, okay? We got a few minutes here, so we're going to be talking about some disease deflectors, okay? Sometimes foods can help your body deflect a lot of disease. And scientific experts are saying that if we eat more fruits and vegetables, we're going to have more flavonoids in our diet, and it will reduce our likelihood of getting a serious disease. So flavanol nutrition can reduce our risk of developing things like asthma, dermatitis, candida, infections, cataracts, diabetes, gout, macular degeneration, migraine headaches, periodontal disease, ulcers, and even varicose veins. So when you're looking at your food sources for more flavonoids, they can be in the pigment fruits. They can also be in white or green color food sources, depending on the food source. So, you know, look for oranges and yellows in your pigments to get a lot of those flavonoids. There's like 6,000 different substances that are found in our plants. And flavanols or flavonoids are, well, they were discovered in 1938, and they were discovered by a Hungarian scientist, Albert Szitgolyai. I guess I pronounced it. I hope I didn't massacre his name. But he called these substances vitamin P, but it was changed later to flavanols. So what do they do? Well, according to the Hungarian scientist, flavanols are complicated compounds. And they have varying chemical groups depending on the food source. So sometimes the flavanols are named after the plant that they're found in. Like gingin is from ginkgo tree. Finsten is a quercetin flavonoids, mostly found in vegetables and fruits. So what do these foods with the flavanols do to protect you and your health? Well, according to the world's healthiestfoods.org, they say they help prevent rupture or leaking of your blood vessels, and they prevent inflammation and protect cells from oxygen damage while magnifying the benefits of your vitamins like vitamin C. So according to Dr. Ray Shalalin, he says flavanols reduce your oxidative stress on your system, those free radicals that damage us on a cellular level. So especially, it's very beneficial at protecting us from things like cardiovascular disease. So some people say, well, how do I know if I don't have enough of these flavanols? You may see some signs that you're not getting enough. Research is indicating that if you bruise easily, if you have frequent colds and flus, if you're infectious, if you get a lot of infections or you have nosebleeds, if you have swelling a lot, especially when you get injured, they say that this is an indicator that you may have low flavanols and probably you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Let's talk about how all these nutrients affect our brain. According to research done in 2006, and it was published in the Journal of Neurology, flavanols in your fruits and vegetables reduce the risk of cognitive decline, especially in elderly people, but they also have to have like 4 servings of these food sources per day to reduce that risk. So what may be helpful is to determine how much fruits and vegetables you're lacking at this point. So you can find out using a fruit and vegetable calculator, which is based on calorie consumption, age, sex, your activity level. So, for example, if you're 53 years old, you're female, if you exercise about 30 to 60 minutes each day, you may need maybe 1.5 cups of fruit and 2.5 cups of vegetables per day. So if you would like to figure that out, you can go to the CDC.gov website under their nutrition tab, and then there's a fruits and vegetables area that you can use this calculator for. Now, there are some foods to consider. You're going to find some really good sources of flavanols in your fruits like apples and apricots, blueberries, pears, raspberries, and strawberries. Other sources to consider are black beans, cabbage, onions, garlic, wonderful garlic, parsley, pinto beans, spinach, and tomatoes. So you will also find them in dark chocolate or cocoa. So these types of foods will have higher concentrations, like 100 milligrams per ounce of your flavanols, and they're called anthocyanins. So green and white tea will have 1,000 milligrams of flavanols per cup. So the reason is the tea leaves are dried immediately instead of fermented, as they are with black or oolong tea, and it contains less tannic acid. And tannic acid can affect your joints, it can affect your eyesight, and so forth. So medical research indicates that it is difficult to overdose on flavanols, even while you're pregnant. Well, let's look at some herbs that may have some flavanol power for you, so you will have more savvy information to deflect disease. One particular herb that's very powerful with flavanol is hawthorn berry. Research done on this particular herb has discovered that this berry helps prevent congestive heart failure and angina. Hawthorn has antioxidant photochemicals, including the flavonoids called quercetin. And according to German studies of 1983 and 1993, they think that quercetin is responsible for improving vascular function. It dilates the blood vessels, reduces systolic and diastolic blood pressures. So there are some zesty flavanols you should be aware of as well. Your peppers also contain the flavanols for your habaneros, for instance, your red and green peppers, all have these superfood flavanols in them. So not only are the hot and spicy foods great for circulation, they're also called vasodilators. They'll boost the immune system and help maximize the health benefits of your antioxidants, as well as your vitamins and minerals, like your vitamin C. So the other benefits are they help reduce pain, inflammation, they'll help cut mucus and move it out of the body, and help your system burn any unwanted fat. So those of you who are looking for a flavanol-rich supplement, just to cover the bases in case you're not getting the right fruits and vegetables in the diet, you might want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs because they have the hawthorn berries there. They have that brain concentrate formula with the flavanol-rich herbs to help with memory. They have heart formulas. They have the herbal eyewash, circulation formula, body food mix, your total organic vitamin powder that you just throw in juice or smoothie, and you cover most of those vitamin nutrient bases. And, of course, that wonderful all-in-one tonic that we mentioned earlier does have those fresh herbs in there that will have that power as well. So if you're interested and you need a free catalog, give them a call and get on their mailing list at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you have email, do sign up for their free online newsletters that go out twice a week and get empowered that way with more free information. And, of course, if you don't have internet and computers, don't worry. Just get the free product catalog, and you can use the phone number to order, or you can order through the mail and get what you need. All right, we have just a few minutes, so I wanted to talk about, quickly, the history of longevity. You know, 200 years ago, a little sneeze or cough, you know, raised some concerns. People worried about, you know, dying of pneumonia and, of course, the plagues. Respiratory disease was the number one killer in the 1800s. Tuberculosis killed 1 in 4 Americans, and in the 1800s, this disease was comparable to AIDS, the AIDS epidemic. So tuberculosis was not deadly to those with healthy immune systems, which prevented the disease from developing or growing. Malaria was another concern brought into the Americas in the 16th and 17th centuries. Parasites were also very common, more severe in countries like Africa and Arabia. Health researchers feel that the treatment to remove parasitical worms using a split stick inspired the Cadatius medical professional symbol of the staff and the snake. So plagues, smallpox, bubonic, were other issues brought about by boatloads of immigrants from Europe. And notice that the leading cause of death 200 years ago was either a virus, a bacterial, or a parasitical infection. That's not typically the case that we see today. So the leading cause of death today are pharmaceutical drugs, heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. So death by virus and bacteria really don't match the death statistics by prescription drugs we have today. So they don't even compare to the deaths by war. Death by pharmaceuticals has really created a catchphrase called Pharmageddon. So we're living longer, but is it quality of life? Well, in a 30-year period from 1976 to 2006, 62 million Americans died, and their death certificate cited medications as the cause. That was in the Journal of General Internal Medicine back in 2010. So it's interesting that we have these drugs that weaken the body and cause metabolic collapse in many cases. If you've listened to Shane Ellison of The People's Chemist, he's the author of Over-the-Counter Natural Cures, he'll tell you a lot of these lifelong drugs create system collapse. And so we have weakened immune systems with antibiotics and vaccines, and we have weakened metabolic functions with lifelong medicine. I tell you, if a plague were to come tomorrow, I mean, I think the death toll would be outrageous because there's no antibiotics for it. So that's why I say jump to it and get you some backups. Mm-hmm. So it's important. Let me read you this quote from Jeffrey Corbin. He's a professor of medicine at West Virginia University School of Medicine. He says, many prescription drugs really are every bit as powerful, addictive, and dangerous as heroin. And, you know, Mr. Ellison, their chemist, said the same thing. He says, it's a travesty. It's an illusion of health. That's really pathetic and scary. So I really think it's important that people tap into the power verbs, which God has said are here for the service of man, and they're meat. That means they're strong, they're protein, they have enzymes and vitamins and nutrients, as I've mentioned, and it will help society cope with some dangerous pathogens. I totally believe that and stand by that. And if you check into a lot of the research, medicine doesn't understand why a lot of the herbs work. They really don't even understand the complexity of our own immune system. Yet they inject disease straight into the blood system through vaccines. Well, if they don't understand the immune system, what is that about? Well, according to Dr. Anthony Norris, who used to work for the CDC and who was a virologist for 10 years, he was privy to all the scientific research on vaccines, and he came out and told the truth, and whistleblower that he was in 1976 said, vaccines don't do what the claims scientifically have stated. They're there to weaken the immune system, to pretty much destroy your defenses, to make you sick, vulnerable. And it's the most guarded secret in medicine, he said. Of course, he was promptly fired. He was the chief medical director at the vaccine division of the CDC. And if anybody should know, it should be him, right? He passed away last year and was a brave soul to stand up. And of course, the powers that be, attacked and attempted to ruin him. But he prevailed, and people were listening. And I'm sure he has saved many lives out there. And I'm sure that when Judgment Day comes, he will be rewarded, because I know he has cautioned and saved many lives, especially during that fake swine flu pandemic of 1976. So we have to be more alert. We have to be more proactive. We have to search out solutions. We have to check the information. I mean, don't even take what I say as truth. You prove it, go out there and search it out for yourselves. And if you find something better, great. But prove it first before, you run around saying, hey, you should get this, you should get that. I, first of all, have used a lot of herbs, and I've seen miracles happen over the last 20 years. I used to work in medicine. I saw a lot of things happen there that I wished I hadn't. So my perspective comes from both ends. And I will tell you that herbs, the power in herbs, God's little secret in there, are the best kept secret. And I don't know if medicine will ever figure it out, but who cares? I look at it this way. If they found out there's some sort of chemical strength, alkaloid and dandelion root that makes cancer cells commit suicide, great. But let's not wait for pharmaceutical companies to make a drug out of it. Let's just take advantage of God's dandelion root. That's what I say. I know it may be simple, but I like simple. And it works. It's not supposed to be rocket science. You're not supposed to need a pharmaceutical industry to be healthy. You're supposed to protect that body that God gave you. So I hope we can help you do that. Cleanse and nourish, get the toxins out, put the nutrition in. It's simple, but it works. ThePowerHerbs.com. Give them a call. Get a free product catalog, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. All right, I'm out of time, and I'll be back Thursday. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure a disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well. Oh,